love everybody. I'm here to love the day.
What about the people that create those pop-ups on your computer? Do you love them too?
No, I didn't like it. Richie heard me in the earlier hour disgustingly dealing with a pop-up that I lost it on the pop-up. Sorry. I'm not sorry at all. I lost it on the pop-up. How is it an intelligent, articulate man of my esteem and stature gets upset an inanimate object that is, it's beneath me to have done that. But I felt a little better after having done it. Not much, because I can't do anything about it.
You are a guy that's got a vent. You got it off your chest. You feel better.
Get it off my chest.
That's
Dr.
Right.
Ken Kronhaus will be here in a few moments to discuss some of the medical news, the important news of the week.
The rest of us are kicking puppies.
Perspective. Don't be kicking any puppies. Dr. Joy Brown will talk to you about why you kick puppies later in this hour.
That's right.
In fact, there was a swarm of bees.
Ooh. The bees.
Yesterday. Story at DougStephan.com that grounded an airplane at the Charlotte Douglas Airport.
Really?
Yeah, the flight was going to Indianapolis. We were talking about mosquitoes earlier. For those of you who did not hear that story and how children are afraid to go out because they're worried about being bitten by a mosquito, which is such unbelievable nonsense. Then there is this bee thing, and maybe people would be afraid to go out now. That would be that the news media will fill up the papers today and the airwaves with, oh, don't look out for the bees, don't get on a plane. Come on.
It's going to be a new movie, Bees on a Plane.
Right.
With mosquitoes. Samuel L. Jackson will do anything.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so when the gate agent approached the tug, which pushes the airplane back from the gate, apparently the bees had made a nest somehow or other in either the
Roberto, you're about to become right at the same level as the pop-ups on his computer.
Right. I can't say those things on the air, though. Anyway, this plane was delayed for an hour and 15 minutes because this tug had a bee's nest in it. And so the bees didn't get inside the cabin of the plane. Can you imagine? That's an interesting. You talk about snakes
on
a plane.
Yes.
Bees on a plane.
Can you imagine?
Would be an interesting theme if you want to scare the hell out of everybody. I thought the snakes. I saw one clip of that movie, and man, do I not want to see any more of it. Ugh.
What, snakes on a plane?
Ah.
You don't like snakes?
No. I don't like spiders and snakes.
I like spiders and snakes.
I know you do, Roberta. It's wonderful. You can fly on all the planes you want. We'll put all the snakes on your plane.
Take them off mine.
I don't know why people think these creatures are so scary. I don't get it.
Well, maybe it's because... actually, that's an excellent question, and I'm glad you asked it. Because, and it does fit into, if I were really honest, and I try to be that way, unless I'm trying to make up a good story, the essence of why I don't like snakes comes from when I was a kid and seeing snakes on the farm. I remember seeing a snake eat a chipmunk. And from that point to this point, I have been horrified by snakes.
Aww.
It really did. It got me. And we don't have bad snakes in New England like they do in some parts
of the
country.
There's no venomous snakes.
No, it's nothing really here that'll bother you. Garter snakes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I used to play with them as a kid. I used to catch them in the backyard and play with them.
You're a little different, though.
I know.
Yeah, they're really easy to catch. Just grab them really fast behind their head.
I've been playing with cows all my life, so how different am I? But the cows at least aren't going to eat chipmunks walking around the poor independent.
But the snake
chipmunk has
to eat, too.
So give the snake some grass.
You want a vegan snake?
A vegan snake. All right. So anyway.
I tell you guys, we bought two hermit crabs for the kids when we went to the beach, and both of them escaped from their cages, and they were wandering in the house.
That's scary.
You did not tell us.
Did you find the other one?
One of them was been missing for 5 days, the other one for 2 days. My wife found both of them yesterday, and amazingly, the one that's been missing for 5 days was still alive.
Really? How could you tell the difference?
And dead?
Well, whether or not they come out of their shell.
Which one was which? I mean.
Oh, good. No, they have the little painted shells. Of course, my daughter has pink, and my son has something loud and obnoxious. And it's very cool.
So the other one was dead?
No, they're both alive.
Oh, cool.
He foraged and pillaged and went all through our house, and I guess he gave up all kinds of dust and everything.
Where were they?
So they're back. One got under the kitchen counters, and my wife heard him scratching around yesterday and was able to find him. The other one got into my son's toy chest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had my snake escape one time when we were on vacation, got out of this cage. We came home and
just the thought of that little thing. Yeah, I figured in about 3 years I'd find this rotting little corpse.
I know. A little shell.
And I had to wrangle it. Nobody else would wrangle it.
All right, we're going to have Dr. Ken here in a couple of moments. Yeah. He's going to help us with some of the important medical information that will affect your health and well-being that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical stories this week, including the story of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and how not having breakfast is a recipe to become a cardiologist's dream, in a sense. I guess if cardiologists are looking for patients and they want dream patients, heart disease sets in if you don't have a good breakfast. And here he is, noted cardiologist and friend of the Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi, Doug. This is out of the medical journal Circulation. It's American Heart Association journal. Men who skip breakfast, they have a 27% higher risk of suffering a heart attack or developing heart disease than those who start the day with something in their stomach. Men who skip breakfast are more likely to gain weight, to develop diabetes, to have hypertension, and to have high cholesterol.
Huh. So we were talking earlier about a survey suggesting that if you're in an area where there are lots of mosquitoes, kids are going to get fat too because they just don't want to go outside and be bitten by the mosquitoes.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, right. Okay. Ginseng. A supplement that gives you energy, supposedly, right?
This is great news. This is out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week. But, Doug, nearly all patients with cancer can suffer from fatigue. We do know that at some point, and it can linger linger for several years. Cancer patients and survivors who feel tired or sluggish, Doug, they report feeling noticeably better after taking ginseng supplements for just 2 months. Ginseng is interesting because it acts on inflammation, and we think inflammation explains cancer-related fatigue. There's a great deal of evidence that a simple exercise program, even just regular walking, can work against cancer-related fatigue, and that's what this is strongly recommended in patients to help avoid.
So Richie should be taking ginseng.
Well, he's talked to his doctor about it because this is something you shouldn't do on your own. You have to be concerned about interactions with what you're on, but it's something to think about. Yeah. It's an early study, and if you're dealing with this, talk to your doctors about it.
See, Richie, I'm Dr. Doug. I'd tell you to go do it.
Yeah, they are always concerned about, they know the effects of the chemo, and they don't know the effects of taking certain supplements with the chemo and what it might do to the chemo. So they always kind of get a little bit freaky when you start talking about supplements. But they're big fans of getting all of your vitamins through healthier eating.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, right. That's what's
and at
can the
you
end
get
of the
ginseng
day, that's
through any
go.
Food? How do you get ginseng through food?
Now, you have to take this study, you have to take the supplement. They actually took 2,000 milligrams.
I'm not going to ask him, but, like vitamin D, he's fine with, stuff like that. But ginseng, I definitely want to ask him about it.
This is brand new out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next item is the fact that breastfeeding apparently lowers the risk of ADHD later in life, huh?
More good news out of the medical journal. Are you ready? Breastfeeding medicine. Children who are breastfed, Doug, they may have less risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Children who are bottle fed at 3 months are found to be 3 times more likely to have ADHD than those who are breastfed during the same period.
Huh. All right, and those of you who are not getting enough sleep, listen to this.
This is out of the International Investigative Dermatology Meeting in Edinburgh, Scotland. Sleep-deprived women show signs of premature skin aging and a decrease in their skin's ability to recover after sun exposure. Inadequate sleep is correlated with reduced skin health and accelerates skin aging.
All right, so that's for women. What about men?
Well, let's do the study. This study involves
just
women.
What's the difference between men's skin and women's skin?
Well, you can't extrapolate. You can't assume in medicine. Right. This study just involved women.
All right.
Probably we get the same result, but we'll await that study.
Dr. Ken is here to tell you about PT9, the premium prostate health supplement, what it has in it and why it's good for you.
Question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. We just found out, bad skin. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful, natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, here's how you get PT9. You call 800-811-6931. Get it direct from the manufacturer. PT9 comes to you risk-free. And you get 3 full bottles when you call 800-811-6931 as a special product they'll send with you to help make this work. PT9. Take care of, feed your prostate, sleep well at night. 800-811-6931.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Some kind of musical component about this time in the hour to get you to remember the song or what was going on with you in your life when this song was big, emotionally otherwise.
I thought Plain White Tees, I haven't heard this song from them. I thought that they were rockier. They're like a pop punk band. And this is cool though. I like
this.
It.
Yeah,
but it's, they usually have a little bit edgier stuff.
Do they? Yeah. Well, this is how you do it in the pop world. You want a pop hit so people know who you are.
Yeah.
Then you do something like this. Rhythm of Love was number one during this week in 2011. Plain White Tees. Not T-E-A-S-E or T-E-A-S.
As in T-shirt.
T-shirts. T-shirt. All right, so that 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a little bit to talk about avoiding criticism. Those of you who don't like criticism will find out how you can deal with criticism or not. I guess it depends on your point of view. Some people do it and some people don't. First, though, the story from the Post Office Department today that not a lot of people want to hear, the Saturday delivery schedule and door-to-door service could be coming to an end. You know how the postal, in certain neighborhoods where it's very, apartments, for example, condos, a lot of people living close together, there's a postman who walks from door to door to actually deliver the mail. Well, the post office says in an effort to cut costs again by $4.5 billion a year, there's a proposal that the Postal Service phase out door-to-door delivery and shift that service to the side of the curb and put in neighborhood cluster boxes, which is something that's frankly done.
It's done a lot of
and a lot
already. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So is that going to be a hardship? Every time there's something like this, people yell and scream, "Oh, it's terrible!" There's nothing wrong with that. And the way the Postal Service works, as we all know, is extraordinarily inefficient anyway. Wouldn't it be better to just go to one box and put everybody's mail in that instead of walking door to door?
Wait till the senior citizens groups or the disabled groups or somebody
get all of that.
Because they might have problems getting down the street.
All right, so Richie, bacon is the duct tape of food.
Bacon is the
wrap
duct tape of food.
Wrap your scallops up in it. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Asparagus. Yeah. Wrap it in asparagus. Bake it at 400 for about 20 minutes. Yummy. Olive oil, salt, and pepper. Bang.
Really?
good stuff.
Where did you discover this? How did you discover that?
I sit in bed 3 days every other week. I have to watch the Food Channel, the Food Network, like crazy, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Bacon is, I tend to every once in a while, as Jennifer is happy to tell you when she wants to out me, have a little bit of pork here and there. And once in a while, it's not bad to have a little bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Well, pigs aren't your friends, so why not eat them?
Right, exactly.
They taste good.
Yeah. The story today about airports, we were talking about the airport, Charleston airport being, was it Charleston? Yeah, it was Charleston.
Yeah.
Airport got shut down. Was it Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Got shut down yesterday because of the bees. And so now, apparently, there's a list out of the airports and how bad they are. There's a list here. So this is I think the Moscow airport's among the very worst, Kenny, isn't it?
Duh.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, the conditions, I remember going into the Moscow airport, and it was like the city is a filthy, dirty, horrible place.
You imagine that guy being snowed and being stuck there is he still there?
Well, he's got, apparently he has permission, though, today to move out.
To where?
Well, he may stay in Russia, as it turns out.
Siberia.
Yeah. All right, put him on in Siberia.
Enjoy.
28 after on Good Day.
Jack Benny's Lost Episodes. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Rochester, how long did you boil this egg?
A minute and a half.
A minute and a half, is that all?
Yeah, when you told me you got them from a fire sale, I figured that's all we needed.
That's, of course, Jack Benny, with his longtime partner, Eddie Rochester Anderson, in an episode from the Jack Benny program. Jack's old shows have been in syndication for decades, of course, but now a collection of 18 episodes, not seen since they first aired in the 1950s and 60s, has been released on DVD by Shout Factory. For nearly 40 years, Anderson's character, Rochester, endured the vain pomposity of his boss, which was, of course, all an act. In an unusual, unscripted episode from Christmas Day, 1964, Jack tells a studio audience just how important his friend Anderson was to his career.
Rochester has been with me, you know, over 28 years, and he's been an everything that I've been associated with. Every time I made a movie, they put Rochester in it, you see, and he'd steal every scene from me. So when I found out that my next picture was the life of Booker T. Washington, I said, forget it.
On another Christmas show from 1961, Jack welcomes back the great voice actor Mel Blanc, still in a wheelchair after a terrible car accident that had nearly killed him a year earlier.
The night of this accident, there were all these specialists working over him, and as soon as he opened his eyes, tell him what you said.
What's up, Don?
In the 1956 show, Jack frets about his upcoming violin concert at Carnegie Hall, and the devil turns up to make a deal with him. He's played by Jack's lifelong pal, George Burns.
You look like the devil.
You don't look so good yourself.
The Jack Benny program Lost Episodes remind us not just how funny Benny and his friends were, but how beloved Jack was by both audiences and those he worked with. If you're looking to introduce someone to one of the funniest men who ever lived, the Jack...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? you can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program reaches at 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Roberta or Ken. Imagine that. We're all together for, that's the first time this week we've all been together, I think, anyway. Happy to have you along on the exploration of what's going on in the world. Dr. Joy Brown's going to join us in a few minutes to talk about a couple of things, including what motivates Anthony Weiner's wife to stand by her man. Why do women do that? And then we'll talk about criticism and how people take it or how they dole it out and why they do it, in essence.
Apparently Anthony Weiner runs for mayor.
But, yeah.
To get that's how he stands up to criticism. It's
possible, right.
Exactly. I'll show them.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. The winner in the contest this week, the Dream Big America contest. This is the voice that we've had on the air for the past 3 weeks. Entrepreneurs in America, our cooperative partners of the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, 1 Million Cups, which is a group of people that vet the... actually, we found two different... The three are all kind of related. Kauffman Foundation, 1 Million Cups, and the Nutrition Capital Network. These are all aimed at finding, vetting, helping entrepreneurs to make their businesses that they've started better, more successful, et cetera, et cetera. So each Tuesday during the program, we have a competition that started. We have three different people that present a case for their company and why it should get more help in the form of resources from people who are in business now, mentoring, the help of Staples, for example, giving them some product that they can use to further what's going on in their offices, that sort of thing. So this week, as we have the previous 2 weeks, we had three people on. Paulette Fox from Life Ice told a great story about her ices blending coconut water and some of the superfoods. It's really a good idea. She's done a nice job with it. She effectively told her story, as did Joshua Goldberg, who has a cloud-based technology, Richie, that enables mental health providers to communicate and interact with clients in an online setting. So that was pretty interesting.
Very cool.
But the winner of the contest this week is John Jacobin, who represented BAWT, B-A-W-T-E, in Des Moines. The things that he promotes help to make life easier. Well, the things that we have in general are supposed to make life easier, but sometimes they make things harder. Set up registration, warranties, instruction manuals, parts, service, support, that sort of thing. So this is a companion app for everything you own, making things that you own much simpler. Understand the app thing. So he's the winner this week of the contest, so he'll face the other two winners of the contest in the previous 2 weeks. Yeah, he's the only man. Alicia Harold from My Ed Match was the winner of the first week, and then the winner of the second week, I believe, was Allison Carenza, who is from Looky Lou Light. So the three of them will present next Tuesday, and we'll have a winner, a monthly winner, as the contest continues, as the ideas continue, as we continue to percolate and circulate these ideas on Dream Big America. You can find out more at dreambigamerica.us. Should you care to participate, you can find out how to get involved by actually becoming a contestant at dreambigamerica.us. Speaking of dreaming, Dr. Joy Brown helps us with things like dreams. She's good at understanding, interpreting dreams. She's here in a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Summer is the season for family vacations, and many are finding their budgets need to stretch further. According to a recent Bank of America study, 50% of respondents say cost is their biggest challenge when planning. While traveling as a family can be expensive, a great way for parents to lower costs and stretch their budget is to find a travel rewards card that offers simple redemption options. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Family travel is a great way to get the entire family together, but can get expensive fast. Beach trips and camping are fun-filled family vacation options that maximize fun without busting the budget. When planning, parents can also take advantage of travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that allow customers to use points even toward partial travel purchases, further reducing the cost of travel-related expenses.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Start the weekend saving with Young Men's Levi's 514 jeans for just $39.99. Get 45 to 55% on great juniors brands, 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear, and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's expects great things.
Dr. Joy Brown is here, speaking of great things. Been a longtime radio host, talks to thousands and thousands of people every day on her program, which airs from noon until 3 on a lot of these same stations around the country, noon to 3 East Coast time. You can reach her by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. So here's a question that has maybe... it's maybe obvious, but not so obvious, about why Anthony Weiner's wife stays with him under the circumstances. Why would a woman who seems to be successful and attractive want to stay in this? Is it something that's obvious, like she's a lesbian and she doesn't care? Or is it something that goes deeper than that?
That's pretty deep. Lesbians care too.
Lesbians care too. That's a bumper sticker.
That's the quote of the day. Right after bacon is the duct tape of food. So those are our two quotes of the day. Bacon is the duct tape of food, and lesbians care too.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's good to know that I'm among intellectuals who are focused on the
intellectual giants we have here.
Yeah. It's good to know that.
Yeah.
Well, look. First of all, I think political wives quite often make their deals well in advance of anything we in the public ever understand. Number one. Number two. I mean, she's got an 18-month-old kid, and she's a working mom, and he was certainly staying home for a long period of time. So,
plenty of time to be online.
Well, it's hired help. You got to pay someone to do that. Number three, I mean, she may love him. Number four, I mean, the thing that really irritates me about this story, other than everything, is that the public didn't know that there was more stuff out there. But he did. Mm-hmm. And to put his wife through that a second time, and supposedly she knew about the other stuff. But still, for him to run for mayor, knowing it was out there, knowing it was going to be found, knowing that, first of all, he's got no shot at being mayor. I mean, mayor of what?
So you live in New York. You wouldn't vote for him.
I don't think anybody would. A lot of people sort of felt, a surprisingly large number of people felt that, well, give him a second chance. You know, he's repented. It wasn't that big a deal to begin with. But now everybody's saying it's such a lack of discretion or self-control or something. I mean, this is fucking stupid. And, stupid doesn't work all that well in New York. Mm-hmm. But, and not overlooking the fact that she's also...
Sorry, quote of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stupid doesn't work in New York.
Yeah.
I'm just full of them. Yeah, we got.
Yeah, you are.
She's a Muslim woman, and that's a whole different culture about.
So she's a Muslim woman married to a Jewish guy.
Well, yeah, but she's still from a culture that says that women are very secondary to men, and that men, in a culture where men are certainly allowed a great deal more dominant than traditionally in our society. Mm-hmm. I think people, we never know the private, the private deals that people make, and certainly we've seen this a lot with political wives. So I don't know. I mean, I think the whole thing is just... I mean, I feel incredibly sorry for her. The same thing happened with Spitzer's wife, who was a very well-known feminist, who was a lawyer and had a huge standing in the community. And people were just really aggravated with her. So I think it's really important not to blame the victim here.
Why in the world were they upset with her? She didn't do anything.
Staying with him? People are. Saying why would she stay with him is sort of saying, how stupid can she be? And certainly questioning her judgment and her whatever else. Mm. But
you know what? I would think another thing that doesn't play well in New York is getting walked on like a doormat.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And that's what I'm saying, that with Spitzer's wife, there was this huge... I was at a dinner party the night that he announced, and she's standing there looking like she's going to kill him.
Right.
And people were furious with her of how could she do this. People were furious with Hillary. I mean, that I think political wives make their deals well in advance.
You think Hillary and Huma have a little something?
That's Jennifer's theory, is that Hillary and Huma have a little deal going on between each other.
Well, that's sort of been rumored for years, and that Weiner is actually gay is also the other part of that equation. And someone said, "Well, why would you tip sex to women?" I said, "Because you're a politician; you can't do it to men." I think it certainly denotes with whatever else a massive insecurity with Weiner's whiny Weiner.
But could he be sexting in order to cover up the fact that he might be gay?
Well, I mean, look, who knows?
A rumor.
I mean,
that's not another rumor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's been rumored for a long time. I think, well, just as New York, stupid doesn't play in New York, gay is irrelevant in New York. Nobody cares.
No, this is true.
Let's back this up to a larger...
far worse than gay.
a larger issue that's worldwide. Why do people feel the need to text? I mean, we all know after midnight, nothing good happens in
the
world of social media. But, you know, Geraldo the other day, he obviously was under the influence. Why do people feel the need to sext pictures of themselves?
Well, you know, I think part of it is what I mentioned before, which is just massive insecurity of look what I've got. It's literally saying, you know, look at me, I'm a sexual person. And what kind of person says that except, you know, this space for random pays to advertise? You know, except somebody who's massively insecure or views their sexuality as the only thing that they have to offer. I mean, it's really nuts. And you know, the worst thing, I mean, kids do it, but we understand that adolescents are going through that first sort of, wow, look what I've got. But, you know, by the time you're a grown-up, that either you're so insecure about this or feeling like, well, I think that's what it comes down to. It's just you're so insecure about it that you have to say, look at me, look what I've got. Don't forget, this is a part of me. You know, looky, looky.
I've seen the pictures, Joy, and the only thing massive about him is his insecurity, I think.
Ego, yeah, exactly.
All right, well, so we didn't have time. I wanted to deal with how to avoid the criticism as well, but I don't think that we're going to get there because we've spent all this wonderful time dealing with Anthony Weiner and his wife and why they do what they do, or how does any couple survive in that environment. And you never know, as you said, what kind of deals people make with themselves.
With each other.
Nobody else's business, actually. It's nobody else's business, frankly. All right, Dr. Joy.
Well, I think lack of discretion is everybody's business when you're talking about running.
If you're running for office, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Dr. Joy's number later today is 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hey, it's Bobby, fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be some uniform. Because Old Navy polos in tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including skinnies, just 10. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cuff skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, mom-approved polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just 10. Let's go to Old Navy. Bobby, after math class.
Valid 7/25 through 8/30, select styles only.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
I remember Christopher Reeve saying once, after he had been put through the ringer of that horror of the accident that happened to him while he was riding, he said, "At first dreams seem impossible, then improbable, and then inevitable." So may I suggest to you that you hold in your mind the dream that you have, whether it's building a life with somebody, whether it's building a career, whether it's buying a car, whether it's health and well-being for yourself and the people you care about. Hold hold on to those dreams, because they are a possibility. It's all what you put into your mind and you put out there. And what a great inspiration he was as a writer and as an actor, Christopher Reeve. And thoughts here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Off of the Beatles song, as far as I'm concerned, but a lot of people like Peter Frampton. He with the Bee Gees, they did this song, number one movie this week in 1978 with Sergeant Pepper. Help you. We can help you with some movie news, movie information. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with actually the movie news report. Just a few moments. Before we get to that, though, we get to one of the silliest movies. This crops up every once in a while on Good Day as a contest. And so we put you together with these three pieces of audio. You listen to them and figure out what the bottom line is. And the bottom line is the name of the movie. This movie happened to be number one during this week in 1980. So that'll bring you back around. I think it was on a TV over the weekend. For some reason, I remember seeing it on one of the...
It's almost always on.
Yeah, somewhere.
Some channel. Yeah.
So it's like Animal House, Ferris Bueller, Blues Brothers, along that line.
Yep, yep. Okay. Something like that. 888-302-3684 if you want to identify the audio coming from your speaker right now.
You're going to buy a hat like this unless you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Hey. Sorry. 888-302-3684. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved.
Never thought I'd make it on this radio show. Hey,
yeah.
Dr. Stephan.
What tells you that you made it? Anyway, next clip.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
Be the ball, Danny.
Be the ball. 888-302-3684. All right, next and last clip on the Good Day program.
It's in the hole.
By a foe, my enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible,
You know black and white.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's the
harsh,
silly stuff. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie. You get a swell prize, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It depends on your taste. But
it's right up there with Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of wind, Chugger is here in a moment with the story of the announcement. Actually, we posted this at DougStephan.com today, Chugger, about Sylvester Stallone's latest announcement. Chugger will deal with that and other things of import in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he's signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Okay. Chugger!
Yeah, Doug.
Are you excited?
About the Rocky story?
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about it. Well, again, the story. Sylvester Stallone, who said he would never play Rocky again after Rocky Balboa, it appears that he will do it again.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
All right.
This sounds a little different. There's a well-reviewed movie coming out tomorrow titled Fruitville Station. It's directed by a guy named Ryan Coogler. Now, he reportedly has cut a deal with MGM to direct the Rocky spinoff titled Creed. Michael B. Jordan, who is a fine young actor, the star of Fruitville Station, reportedly will play the grandson of Apollo Creed, who gets mentored into the boxing ring by who? Rocky, once again played by Sylvester Stallone. Personally, I'd rather see Paulie's robot from Rocky III come out of retirement.
Now,
but that's just me.
He doesn't need money. My son tells me that he's invested his money wisely and is very, very wealthy, Stallone.
I think it's really just about ego. He just loves
playing
Rocky and Rambo, and if he has an opportunity to do it, he's going to take the ball.
And the Expendables, all those he can get, if he helps produce them himself, he gets $20 million at least out of all of them. And just as he and Arnold have been very smart about what they've done with their money. And I think they've shared, from what I've been told, a lot of ideas back and forth.
And if you look at the history of acting, after 10 years, when you have a nice 10-year run, it's hard to keep it going. And how many guys like Arnold and Stallone are still working in there?
Bruce Willis, that's it. Hi, David is in Arroyo Grande, California. Hi, David.
Yes.
Name of the movie is?
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack was number one during this week in 1980. You get the prize, sir. Thank you very much. Chuck, a good job as usual. 59 after here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.